Bav Metfia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bav Metfia Bavli, Daf Memhei. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph on the sixth line, the end of the line, with the words Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said, Lezeh par lezeh chamor, ve'echlifu zeh bazeh. If one person had a cow, another person had a donkey, and they exchanged, u'mashach bala chamor es hapara, and the donkey owner had taken the cow, and then the cow owner came to take the donkey, and he found that the donkey had broken limbs. Then the donkey owner has to bring proof that the donkey was unblemished at the time that he took the cow. Whoever doesn't reason like this statement that we just had doesn't understand the laws of damages at all. I personally don't reason like this, and maybe I don't understand damages at all. The Rabbi Zeira reasoned that we always follow the person who is in possession of the item, and therefore, because the donkey owner is in possession of the cow, and the cow owner wishes to take it from him, then the cow owner has to bring proof. Now we quote in our Mishnah Meseches Ksuvos. Now a woman, if she became betrothed and was later discovered to have blemishes, if they were discovered while she was still in her father's house, that was the quote. So now, if they existed before she was Mekudeshes, the Kiddushin can be invalidated. If they came after she was already Mekudeshes, then the Kiddushin is valid. Now, if it's not known when those blemishes came, then the location that she is when the blemishes are discovered will define the outcome. And the same thing over here, the ruling in the case of the donkey would depend on the location of the dead donkey. Therefore, because the dead donkey was found in the possession of the donkey owner, he has to prove it was alive and well at the time of the exchange, otherwise the cow owner is assumed to be correct. Rav Huna, Rav Pinchas, and Rav Chizkia went to Rav Yosi to question him about the statement of Shmuel that we started with, that the donkey owner has to bring proof. And they asked Rabbi Yosi using that mission that we just had. Va'amalain, and Rabbi Yosi answered, Amo de Basro, Nichnasel Roshus Habal, Habal Sarach Lahavi Raya, V'loi Ha'av, Shud Sarach Lahavi Raya. V'tema Habal Sarach Lahavi Raya, Av Hocha, Habal Sarach Lahavi Raya. And the latter of the part of the Mishnah said, if they found the blemishes after she had already entered the domain of her husband, then the husband has to bring the proof rather than the father. And if so, it's the owner who has to bring proof. And here also it should be the owner that would have to bring proof. V'chi bar Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, l'zeh par or l'zeh chamor, v'echlifu, moshach bal chamor es hapara, kona chamor, ma'u shetikne. So Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, asked the question, if one had a cow and one had a donkey and they exchanged, then if the donkey owner took the cow, he acquires it. Is the donkey also acquired? Rabbi Abba, Amma, Kona, Rabbi Yossi, Amma, Leikon. Rabbi Abba answered that it is acquired, and Rabbi Yossi said that it's not acquired. Rabbi Yossi's opinion seems to contradict the mission that says it's acquired simultaneously through a kinyan chalifin. Amma, Rabbi Mana, if hacha mili dudai bar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Mana says there are some things here to which Rabbi Yossi would agree. Adam shiyem lechaveru parasi ani mevakesh limkor amalei b'chama amalei b'shmoyne dinu. And if a person said to his friend, I want to sell my cow, and the friend asked him a price, and he replied, it would cost 8 dinars. Azal samchei gabe taufunite besafra avad v'ashkechei taman ka'im amalei ma'ad avid hacha amalei ana boy mesev dinoin de asmichtani. The buyer went and stood next to the money changer's table and told the money changer to pay the seller the 8 dinars from his account. The next morning, the seller stood next to the money changer's table and the buyer asked why he was there, because he didn't owe him any money. And the seller told him that he wanted to get the money that the buyer had promised him. Amalei ma'ad boy mizrun lach b'hoin. The buyer said to the seller that he must wish to buy something with the money. Amalei chamo. So the seller said that he wished to buy a donkey. Amarle chamocha etzli. So the buyer said, well, your donkey is with me. I'll pay you for the cow with my donkey. Moshach ze loikona ze, moshach ze loikona ze, el kol echad ze echad nikna begufoi. When one took the animal, the other didn't acquire the other animal, and vice versa. I mean, it's not actually a kin chalipin over here, because the donkey is being used to pay for the cow rather than an exchange.